The Soul of a People, Gordon Jenkins, with our opening selection. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you back to 2 hours of Jewish soul music. By now you know that the first hour is the mix and the second hour is strictly Chazanut. You'll note that we have a very special program the second hour. It's a Pierre Pinchuk special, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy that. The Diaspora Yeshiva Band, let's talk about that for a minute. It was an Israeli Orthodox Jewish rock band founded at the Diaspora Yeshiva on Mount Zion, Jerusalem, by Baal Tshuva students from the United States. In existence from 1975 to 1983, the band infused rock and bluegrass music with Jewish lyrics, creating a style of music called Hasidic rock, or country and Eastern. The band was very popular in college campuses in the early to mid 1980s, and it was well known in Jerusalem for its weekly Saturday night concert at David's Tomb. It had a considerable influence on contemporary Jewish religious music. Okay, I'm trying to figure from 75, that's 41 years ago, and figure yeah, another 15 or 20. If you're under 60, you may not even be familiar with Diaspora Yeshiva Band. Well, certainly if you're under 50. So let's just hear three of their classic selections. I see that I have to play a few others on forthcoming programs. The first one we'll hear from the Diaspora Yeshiva Band is Tzadik Katamor. Coming right up.
Tzadik katamar yifrach ke'erez balvanon yizkeh shetulim bevet Hashem bevet Hashem. Tzadik katamar yifrach ke'erez balvanon yizkeh shetulim bevet Hashem bevet Hashem. Od yinovon b'seh the shame in the run and in you lucky ki yashashem to be the law of the taboo. Tzadik katamar yifrach ke erez balvanon yizkeh shetulim bevet Hashem bevet Hashem. Aloha. Rav Latabo.
Okay, our first selection, Diaspora, that was Sadiq Katamor. Next is Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom, Tova Uvracha, Chen Vachesed Verachamim. Sim Shalom, Tova Uvracha, Chen
smooth. You like that? I do. As I've been listening to this, I was just reminiscing that I started this hobby of mine in 1977. They first came on the scene in 1975, so they were pretty hot when I got started. And actually, I was thinking about Malchutcha and Hu Yiftach Libeinu. These were two selections that they sang at two different Hasidic song festivals, and they won prizes for them. And it occurred to me that I really should be playing them for you, which I will. I'll get out my Diaspora Yeshiva Band albums, and if you have any other requests from Diaspora Yeshiva, let me know. I'll be happy to play them on the program. So one more selection. It's sort of a classic. It was a theme song. I'm trying to think whether I used that for a while, perhaps, or was it Norman? I don't quite remember, but it's a classic. It's Shabbat Shalom, Diaspora Yeshiva Band.
A little peace, a day of rest and ease, no more the race. Each man's a king, but in his humble place. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom, you'll hear your children sing. Shabbat Shalom, it means so many things, like Ima, Abba, oh. The Torah to make my soul to sing, make my soul to sing. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home.
Why don't you come over for Shabbos?
I'd love to.
Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom,
it's nice to be at home. Ooh, ooh.
Well, I hope that brought back some memories for you, as it has for me. And again, if you have any requests of for Diaspora Yeshiva Band, please let me know. Okay, that's a skip, a skip, and a skip. Let's go right to Well, I've been criticized by my friend Simcha in Toronto that I don't play enough comedy. I go on binges every once in a while, and I do confess that it's been a while that I've played some of the wonderful comedy selections, many of them that I include in my comedy presentation. Those of you who know, for about 30 years, I've been presenting the best of Jewish comedy, a lot of these recordings, and on the way I've developed quite a few jokes that go over very well, tried and tested in various venues, and I'm always available to come to your synagogue or wherever. However, I decided that I'm going to play a few of the classics, just a bit of a makeup for my laxity in playing comedy, and I will try to more frequently add one or two selections every once in a while. So I've decided that I'm going to play some of the classics right now. And of course, probably one of the great classics is a call from Long Island. This is Betty Walker, who is the mama.
A call from Long Island.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Terrible, Mama. Terrible.
What is it, sweetheart? Tell Mama.
Oh, Mama. Why? Mama. We're snowed in here.
Oh.
The car wouldn't start this morning. I think both kids have the measles.
Oh.
The doctor can't come until 5 o'clock. I'm coming down with a cold. The freezer is broken and all the food is spoiled. And the house is a mess. And on top of that, Mama, 20 ladies from my Hadassah chapter are coming for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mama, what am I gonna do?
Don't worry, sweetheart. Mother is here. First of all, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll pick up to eat. Then I'll take the subway to the Long Island Railroad and I'll take the train.
Oh, Mama, I don't
please, darling, it's only an hour and a half to the bus. And then I'll take the bus, and from where the bus stopped, I'll walk the 14 blocks to your house. And for you, darling, I'll put the children to bed, and for you, I'll change the sheets, and I'll give them an aspirin so they shouldn't yell, and I'll clean up the house, and I'll cook something nice for the 20 ladies. They'll love it. Just don't worry, darling. Everything will be okay. Isn't that what a mother is for?
Oh, Mama, thank you. I feel so much better.
By the way, sweetheart, if it's snowing and the car wouldn't start this morning, how did Sam get to work?
Sam? What's Sam?
Sam, your husband!
My husband's name is Paul. Is this Tremont 71166?
No, this is Tremont 71177.
That mean you're not coming?
Well, of course, that last line, does that mean you're not coming, is certainly one of the classics. Let's go to The Last Wish.
The Last Wish.
Well, it's the end. It's been a good life, but it's the end. Where is my son Simo that came to see me from California?
Hello, Papa.
Goodbye, Simo. Simo, my son, it's the end.
Don't say that, Papa. It's not the end.
Even at the end, my own son is telling me what to say. Simo, my boy, believe me, it's the end.
All right, Papa, I believe you. It's the end.
Simo, I liked it better when you were arguing with me.
Papa, is there anything I can get for you?
Yes. One thing before I go. I would like one piece of Mama's delicious apple strudel. It's my last wish.
I'll get it for you, Papa.
What else could a man want but the taste of Mama's apple strudel on his lips when he goes? I'm a lucky man.
I'm back, Papa.
Oh, good. The apple strudel.
No, Papa. I didn't get it. Mama says you can't have any.
What do you mean? Can't have any?
She said the strudel is for after the funeral.
Okay, just to catch up, the first one, A Call from Long Island, the mother was Betty Walker, and the daughter is Arlene Galanka. And that's from an album from 1965, 51 years ago. 51 years ago, they came out with three very, very interesting comedy albums. It was Bob Booker and George Forster. The other one, where we just heard The Last Wish, that was an album that came out in 1967. 67 is 49 years ago. And the father was Lou Jacoby, and the son is Seymour. 50 years ago, my gosh, isn't that something? We'll next hear The Gypsy Fortune Teller, and that will be Betty Walker is Madame Bertha. Again, these are classics, and I'm sure that you've heard most of them, but this will be Gypsy Fortune Teller. Betty Walker is Madame Bertha.
The Gypsy Fortune Teller.
Hello? Hello? Is the gypsy of the house in? Hello, sweetheart. I am your friendly neighborhood gypsy. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Madame Bertha, internationally famous clairvoyant, fortune teller, mystic, palmist, astrologer, and caterer. Caterer? Yeah. On Fridays, I make fortune cookies. Now, how may I sign you with my supernatural powers?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Don't be bashful, darling. I also read cards, tea leaves, bumps on the head, crystal balls, and se habla español.
But maybe you can help me. I must contact my dear departed grandmother. Can you hold us youngs and bring her back so that I can talk to her?
Let me ask you a question. You got $5?
Yes, I do.
Then I'll get in touch with her immediately.
Could you please hurry, madam? I'm very anxious to speak to my grandmother.
Just a second, lady. After all, I haven't got a direct line. Besides, I haven't summoned the spirits yet. Quiet. Hello,
granddaughter.
Oh, you've contacted her. You did it. Is that your grandmother?
Yes, it's me, my dear grandchild.
How are you, grandmother?
Very well, thank you.
Is that really your grandmother?
Yes, it's really me.
Then tell me one thing, grandmother.
Anything, my child.
When did you learn to speak English?
Okay, Betty Walker. Okay, the reading of the will. This will be, the attorney is Jack Gilford, and the relatives, Lou Jacoby, Jackie Cannon, Arlene Galanka, and Betty Walker. Again, this is from 1965, 51 years ago. Reading of the will. I'm playing a lot of classics, and don't worry, Simca. I'll have others to play for you along the way. Okay, this is the reading of the will.
The Catskills are the best.
No, no, that's the Catskills. Reading of the will. I'll be with you in 1 second. Here it is. Okay.
The reading of the will.
May I have your attention, please? This is the last will and testament of our dear friend and relative, Samuel B. Cohen. I, Samuel Benjamin Cohen, being of sound mind and body, do hereby declare this to be my last will and testament. Number one, to my son, my beautiful boy, Sheldon, my firstborn, who made me proud of him all my life, a fine son, a good husband, a wonderful father, and the best dentist in the United States. To my son, Sheldon, I bequeath, tax-free, $1 million. Wonderful.
Isn't that magnificent?
Good luck, Sheldon.
Number two, to my beautiful daughter, Jane, with a Y. To that lovely child who always got high marks and helped her mother with the dishes when we couldn't afford a maid, who got a scholarship to Hunter College, who for a long time has been a little too particular or she'd be married already. To my lovely daughter, Jane, with a Y, tax-free $1 million.
Such a generous man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mazel tov. Number three, to my beautiful wife, Miriam, friend, companion, love of my life, to the lovely Miriam, I give with pleasure everything that's not in her name already. The white Chrysler Imperial with the white sidewalls and the Prince's telephone. The Picasso from the back of the store. My Arnold Palmer golf clubs with a new leather bag. And tax-free $2 million in cash. Enjoy, sweetheart, enjoy.
Oh, what a marvelous husband.
An angel, not a man, an angel.
The Picasso from back of the store and everything.
Number four, to my brother-in-law, Louis, who lived with us all of his life, who never had to do a day's work, who knew how to handicap the ponies better than anybody, who only smoked the finest cigars, mine. To my brother-in-law, Louis, who all his life said I would never remember him in my will. Hello, Louis.
That's such a great one. Now, have you heard of Mal Z. Lawrence? Mal Z. Lawrence is really one of the funniest comedians around today. And he does a bit on the Catskills, which I'm going to save for the next round of comedy. We'll play a short one of Mal. And this will be Vacation.
The Catskills are the best place to go for a weekend. And if you go up there for a weekend, of course, you have to pack to go away. Ah, but that's the fun of the weekend, packing. Packing between a man and a woman, the joy, the happiness, the fun, the friction, the animosity, the hatred, the things that two people wanted to say to each other for months now comes pouring out of our mouths, but we never say them to each other. Men usually talk into a drawer. I ask you, do I need this? He's questioning jockey shorts in a drawer, this guy. You see, men hate to pack to go away. When it comes time for a guy to pack to go away, we just slip into a coma. We just follow her all over the house in amazement here. Because women don't pack. Women choreograph this move. Women are dancing all around the house. Every light is on, every closet is opened, every drawer is pulled out, every piece of luggage is hanging down. She has that hanger under her chin. I feel pretty. Everything she folds neatly with tissue paper in between and a little bottle of alcohol in case she has to perform an operation on the way up there. And this yutz is walking behind. Packing? Are you packing here or are you leaving me? How about the couch? Are we taking the couch? Ladies, you have to admit you take more with you than you really need when you go away. When my wife and I go on a vacation, if they rob the house, who cares? We got everything with us. What am I?
Okay, that's Malzy Lawrence, and we'll be playing his Catskills bit. Now, this is a take that Jackie Mason does on Vacations.
You ever see a Jewish husband go on a vacation? This is fascinating, not to you. But it's fascinating to watch a Jewish husband go. Not one Jewish husband in the history of this country ever thought to himself of going on a vacation. It never enters his mind. One day he's sitting in his house, and this yenta looks up. As every Jewish woman says the same thing. I don't like the way you look. Look what you look like. Hey, I can't look at you. They always tell you the same thing. I don't need the vacation. It's for you. Look what you look like. I can't look at you. You need a vacation. Oh, you're going good. Thank God that there she goes. And she forgets he's even going with her. As soon as the vacation starts, she forgets all about him completely. It's interesting. If you watch an Italian woman going on a vacation, the whole vacation could be for a year and a half. They still take one schmata under their arm and they go. An Italian woman does, that's right, that's how she goes. You ever see how a Jewish woman goes on a vacation? The whole vacation could be for 2 days, but she starts collecting valises. From all over the world, valises and valises. He's walking around with one schmata and she's collecting and collecting. And she's collecting valises and packing for every occasion, in case it rains, in case it doesn't rain, in case I get up early, not so early, very early, in case something gets wet, very wet, pretty wet, not so wet, in case I go to the lobby, I almost go, I forget to go, in case somebody has the same thing, close to the same thing, almost the same thing, in case, and he's walking around with one jacket, where should I put my jacket?
The Jackie Mason, classic Jackie Mason. I'll have more of Jackie Mason in the future. Now, Alan Sherman, you know Alan Sherman. It's interesting. He was born in 1924. He died in 1973. 73, what is that? 27, 37, 43 years ago. He died at the age of 49 in 1973, a young guy. Can you imagine that? And I have 11 albums of Alan Sherman. I don't think I could do 2 hours of Alan Sherman on this program, but I guess there are quite a few that I should be playing. I'll have to pull them out and start going over. There's so many classics, Harvey and Sheila and so forth. Sarah Jackman, for Frere Jacques. So I'm sure many of you are familiar. Well, of course, his classic was Hello Mother, Hello Father. And, you know, the kids are away at camp this month and next month, and certainly is appropriate to play that. So let's hear his classic, Hello Mother, Hello Father. And you can sing along if you know the words. When I do this presentation, usually about half the crowd is singing along. So that sort of tells you the age of these crowds.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mada Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Alan Sherman, he was terrific. He really was. And surprising that he died at such a young age. 49 is nothing. I have children that age. In any event, usually when I give this presentation, I start out with just a brief commentary about Norman Cousins. Some of you may know about Norman. He was a professor out in California. He was terminally ill with some disease. And he figured that if stress and negativity affect your health in a negative way, perhaps laughter would have some curative impact. And they discovered that when you laugh, endorphins are formed, and endorphins, as you know, fight illness. And he laughed his way back to health. And as I've been saying, for 35 years, I've been doing this comedy presentation. I've heard these jokes and, many, 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 many more that I tell. And I laugh at every one of them. And I'm grateful for these opportunities because I figure each time I do this presentation, I add a week or so to my life. Okay, yeah, that's the truth. Now, this last one I'm going to play, it's a little offbeat. This is Lee Tully, and you'll see on the index, so you know what it is that I'll be playing. But in the past, introduce this and say that I have a confession to make, that I am the product of a mixed marriage. And then I play this particular selection, which describes the mixture. Okay, this is Lee Tully.
Well, my wife, I got such aggravation. Oy, she's driving me out of my wits. She's from a different denomination. I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. We're happily married, I don't want to squawk. We understand each other completely, except when we talk. I say Mutter, she says Mitter. Tis mir bitter, ich sag Butter, she says bitter. What's the difference, Mutter, Mitter, Pitter? Oy, how I schwitz, cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. It's driving me crazy. What a marriage, such him glicking. She don't even know a chicken is a chicken. She keeps kicking how I'm speaking, says I'm putting on the Ritz, cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Ganyi. I I love my darling, there is no one finer in Pinsk or Minsk or even Carolina. But when I call her Shana, zog she Shiner, as a mudman, Yiddish getman, go in China. So was Tegas, she says Toigas. Every time that I get Breges, she gets Breges. So was Tegas, Toigas, Breges, Breges, I'll call her Twits, cause I'm a Litvak, and she's a Ganyi. I say gay, she says guy. I say stay, she says stay. I say oi, zog she I. Oi, vey, I, vai, 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 don't ever get married. I say blues, she says blues. I say blues, she says blues. I say blues, she says blues. I say, do me a favor, zog the blues in the news. Now she's talking, don't mean nothing. Such a language is forgotten. I say rooten, she says rotten. Zog ich rechen, starten, starten. Tegas, she says Toigas. Every time that I get Breges, she gets yet angry. So was Tegas, Toigas, Breges, Breges, I'll call it Twits, cause I'm a Litvak, a plain simple Litvak. And she, pui, she zeppers from another world. She's a Galitz.
Okay, so that explains it. This issue, Simcha, of finding the right selections to play, that's one of my problems. There aren't that many that are appropriate to be played on a serious Jewish program, or even a non-serious Jewish program. And I will tell you that just as a collector, and I've been collecting recordings for almost 50 years, and I used to be on the road all the time, and I would be in a town. I would look up the Jewish thrift shop or a Jewish record shop or a Jewish bookshop and try to purchase some records. But in my frustration, I started a second collection, which is comedy. And over the years, I think I have maybe 1,000 albums of comedy, but not just Jewish comedy. It's a broad selection. And one of the problems, quite frankly, is most of the selections are inappropriate. But Simcha, I'm going to go to my collection of recordings and start listening to. There are a few, quite a few from the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and see if any of them would be appropriate, and not just appropriate, but they have to be good. There's a lot of junk out there. Anyway, you got me going, and I'm going to make it my business to find more comedy to play. Okay, let's hear a few selections from Yossi Azulay. This is Shir Lamalos. Shir Lamalos with Yossi Azulay.
Shir Lamalot Esa enay Ele harim Me'ayin yavo שמיים בארץ אל ייתן למות רגליך אל ינום שומריך הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל השם שומריך השם צילך על יד ימיניך יומם השמש לא יקקר וירח בלילה השם ישמורך מכל רע ישמור את נפשך השם
Yossi Azulay next with Anna Bekoach.
Anna, Anna Bekoach, Gdulat Yemincha, Tatir Tzehura, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sangvenu, Taharenu, Taharenu Nora. Tirzeura Kabel Rinat Amcha Sangvenu Taharenu Taharenu Nora Ana Bechoach Gdulat Yemincha Tirzeura קבל רינת עמך סגבנו תהרנו נורא נגיבור דורשי חודך כבבת שומרם ברכם תהרם רחמי צדקתך תמיד גומלם חסין
גדולת ימינך
Yossi Azulay, coming up next with Avinu Malkeinu.
Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Kolenu. Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, Chamol Aleinu. Ve'al ol aleinu ve'tapeinu.
Avinu Malkeinu.
Time for one more selection. We'll go a little bit over. This will be Osei Shalom, Yossi Azulay.
Osei Shalom b'imromav u'berachamav. Yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol amo Yisrael. Ose shalom b'imroma. Amav.
יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל עמו ישראל, על כל עמו ישראל.
And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that, that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned to listen to a one-hour special on the great cantor Pierre Pinchuk. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.